Good morning, Audio Gravity, 11th of July 2009. First link today is over on streamapi.com. Finally, we have an offering from one of these video hosts. I don't particularly use Stickam, never really been interested in Stickam, although I do know that they have a very high capacity system in terms of video streams. And probably about 3 months ago, Ustream released their API standalone product called Waterfront, I think, Watershed Waterfront. And the API was pretty lacking in any sort of documentation regarding the new product. It was a standalone one with standalone settings. It was basically a copy of Ustream. But it was very weak in terms of trying to interact with it. We already integrate Responder into Ustream to be able to pull up your certain channels, but we wanted a way to be able to use the Waterfront system. I think it's actually called Watershed. I don't know why I'm calling it Waterfront. We wanted to utilize that system so you can have your own branding, your own metrics, all that sort of stuff. And it's pretty weak. And so we're quite happy that Stickam has just released their streamapi.com site. The best thing about StreamAPI is that they do HD streaming using VP6 and H.264 with 16:9 widescreen, which is awesome. If you've ever seen Twit Live, the Twit Live use Stickam as well as Bitgravity. But the problem is, I've always wanted to use Bitgravity because I've always found that their CDN, the ability to pause and all sorts of stuff that they do, would be the optimum thing to use for a responder for live streaming. But they don't do a pay-per-credit sort of model. They don't do a model like that yet. But we hear in the grapevine it's coming. If I had a donator, sponsor, regular income for it, then you can approach somebody like Bitgravity to do that. But the best thing about the new Stickam stuff is lots of documentation. It's got a really, really nice back-end system in terms of metrics and tracking and all that sort of stuff. And it's definitely one of the systems that we will be integrating on Responder with. We're totally changing the way that the themes work in terms of being able to support multiple different sites that you use. You might use Ustream, you might use Ouyala Backlot, you might use this Stream API, you might use BAM User, you might use, there's a whole group, even Mogulus even. And one of the problems has been in the past that we've designed themes to suit a purpose rather than design themes that support a lot of stuff. And the problem is that each of the players and the embeds are different sizes, so it tends to mess up the design if you have a fixed design, so we've got to make it more open, more accessible. So we're thinking of having a main player with everything around it, with sort of like things that you can slide in and bring on depending on how you want it. Next link today is over on gadling.com. They have been messing around with the iFi and the MiFi plus the Wi-Fi. So basically they've got this Panasonic DMC TZ5 or S, which whatever it is, and they've managed to get this MiFi unit from Verizon and the Wi-Fi card, obviously talking to that from the camera. And that basically means that now you can, you know, just be out and about taking photos and automatically send them up. So they've done a little review about it. They picked one up. iFi is a normal SD camera, 2GB storage. Combination works well. The upload speeds of Verizon are sufficient to upload a photo in about a minute, which means you can snap a photo and it'll be available in your photo album right away. This is really cool for journalists, people who are in one country a lot, because obviously you need to think about having a contract for something like the MiFi, I would have thought. Other options to look at are the Cradle Point, which is what I'm backing in terms of, I think they're going to go somewhere this year. They already support WiMAX on some of their units, so when that becomes blanket everywhere, you'll be able to use your Cradle Point straight away. And also, to keep those powered, I use the Tekion. I've not mentioned it before, but I am actually setting up another blog called The Ammo Box, which is to do with rental, hiring and promotion of boxes of kit. And that's going to be a full-time blog as well for mobile users of equipment. So it'll be everything to do with wireless, Wi-Fi, upload speeds, things that you use in the fields, batteries, all that sort of good stuff. Next link today is on coolestgadgets.com. We're carrying on a bit of a theme of a mobile thing here today, aren't we, really? This is the Cellpack 3G Wi-Fi hotspot in a box. I was waiting for this to come out sooner or later. It's very similar to a ammo box in terms of like a really heavy plastic outside casing, but it looks like something a guy from the FBI would probably walk around with. It's pretty awesome. It's overpriced. It really is overpriced, but you can sort of demand this sort of money when you're doing something as hardcore as this. It's got a lot of stuff in there. It's got the 3G and the Wi-Fi hotspot in the box. And it's a, but basically they're calling it a grab-and-go solution. I'm not really sure as to what they've got in there, but I would have thought that it'd be a lot more than you need for your average blogger. So something like this might be useful if you're going on a big, massive trek across, you know, four or five different borders. You need to obviously get SIMs and stuff for it, but looks rugged, and it's a good idea, actually. It's a good idea in terms of being able to get one of these boxes all self-contained. That's what the idea behind doing the ammo box. Next link is over on GigOhm. I think I had this through Sleepy Dog on Twitter. Three startups that want to deliver a fat mobile pipe, something that we've all been dying for a long time. I still have a little bit of issues about how this actually works, because the idea is, you know, to bundle loads of different wired, to bundle together loads of broadband services, so you might have loads of different dongles that you connect into the service. My problem is it with it, I don't know if all services, video hosting, video upload services, allow multiple, even though it bonds it all together, I don't know if it actually comes across as one big bonded IP. So, you know, like you've got four different providers, O2, Orange, Vodafone, who, you know, whoever else. I don't know if it takes all that connectivity and bonds it into one connection, because if it doesn't, I don't know if a video service that you're trying to upload a video to can differentiate combining those together. I'd like to get hold of one of these and test it out and see how they work. There's a company called Mushroom Networks that bring out this Portabella, nice name, product, which is a box that weighs more than a pound, has USB sockets for four wireless modems on the side. Even so, having this kind of box, you still have to maintain all the contracts on all those devices. You also have to worry about SIMs on all those devices. It's not really a mobile, the best mobile solution. I personally think having a cradle point and a power supply, and then having a card in the UK ready, or looking at when WiMAX takes hold, you know, the upload speeds and the download speeds on that should be enough. Maybe I'd have a dual one for a backup, bit of redundancy on it. Next link is over on mobilepress.co.za, which is basically this free WordPress plugin that turns your WordPress blog into a mobile-friendly version. Now, I've just started to play around with WordPress because I'm a bit of a movable type person, and I'm going to stay on movable type for my blog. But for one of the projects that I'm working on, WordPress looks like it's a good idea for me to try it out and give it a go. This is a mobile version, so basically on your iPhone or your Nokia, you can read the website with all the other, without all the other bloated stuff. I'm actually working with one on movable type, but I'm just working out on the rewrite rules so that when you hit the main site, it forwards you to the mobile version of it. Last link today is over on pinvoke.com, pinvoke.com, where you could download loads of little icons, 2,221 icons in PNG format. I'm sorry if I sound all bloated and stuffy, but I've been trying to get into the doctors for the last month, ringing every other day. Well, not every day, but probably every 3 or 4 days before 8 o'clock. I just can't get in, and it's just driving me mad now. But I'm cracking on regardless. That's what I'm doing. So there's 2,221 fonts in PNG format, 16 by 16 pixel size. Great for little projects where you're doing control panels or admin panels. They also do a load of pixel fonts as well. So if you're doing like really minimalistic stuff, they've got a bunch of fonts over there. Wow, 9 minutes 22. Sorry about that. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.